What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is actually
today's
free episode.
Ah.
But if you want the bonus episode that went up today as well, you can find that on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/tinymeatgang, and the free episode will be ad-free as well on there. So,
and if not, thanks and enjoy this one. Peace.
Peace.
Sorry, someone asked that we bring it back.
What, clapping at the start?
Yeah.
Hey, happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday, dude.
That's what they wanted to bring back.
Happy someone, birthday! How was it?
It was good. we can just break up every gap in the... Yeah, that's going to be our new thing. Bevin, instead of likes, we're doing moaning now. That'll be the word, that'll be the crux as we think about something.
Yeah, count the moans, bitch.
Yeah.
Look at this, these guys can't stop moaning. Look, I counted the number of moans, here's an edit of them.
I'm mostly frustrated because I get so turned on while watching and listening to this podcast. I can't get anything in my day done because I'm just so horny from all the moaning they're doing.
Every time we laugh, we should end it with a moan. Ow, I couldn't even do that when I was at the bottom of my lungs. Ow, I pulled something.
You pulled your pussy.
I pulled my so what was gaping I thinking about? Vagina.
Oh yeah, I was going.
Stop! We're about to lose so many listeners. Yeah, especially after the last episode with the ball smashing shit.
Oh yeah, yeah. The fact that Nima had to text us about it. Oh my god.
I know. Oh, and actually, tell the people about Aiden.
Oh my god! So I made the joke about our producer Aiden being able to get you whatever, and I said something about two owls, and he literally...
No, you said if we wanted an owl, he would text us within minutes, being like, okay, I got two options. I got this one and this one.
I'm forgetting. What did he do? Was he texting another person?
No, he texted us. He said, heard you guys needed an owl. I got two options.
I thought it was like a screenshot of him texting another person. But yeah, basically, he fucking sent us two owls.
Yeah, within like an hour of the podcast going up.
It was a screen cap of him texting someone else. And it was, yes, we have, or no, he texted his owl connect.
Yeah. Yeah.
He texted me. He said, Nima said someone needs an owl. What do you want? I've got Sammy and Henry.
Too legitimate. Look at that.
Yeah, there's Sammy and then there's Henry, dude.
Come on, focus. Sammy. Look at that. That's two Sammy and Henry. Look at that.
I could not believe that shit. Although my angle is fucking bad here.
For those listening, it was just, it's two pictures of two beautiful,
beautiful owls.
Beautiful owls. Sammy and Henry.
Sammy and Henry. Man, those are great owl names, if I'm being honest. Those are sick owl names. Yeah. Anyway, my birthday. Yeah, thanks, dude.
Yeah, what'd you do? You're finally 22.
I can't believe it, man. It's so crazy to finally be out of college.
I know, you're out of college. You're in the real world now.
It's weird, like, going to a bar and using a real ID and, like, not thinking about it, you know?
Just, I know! That's the weirdest part, isn't it?
Like, oh, I'm 22, I don't need a fake anymore, this is crazy.
Or, like, going to the liquor store, and they look at you kind of like, are you 21? And then you hand them your ID, and you're like, I am. Because, you know, you're like, fuck you for judging me.
Yeah, I'm actually 22, you fucking asshole.
Yeah,
not only
fuck.
Am I 21, I have an extra one on it.
Yeah. And, like, you go on a Saddle Ranch and stuff now?
I mean, yeah, all the time. I'm just chilling at Saddle Ranch.
Yeah, yeah,
big
yeah.
Chilling like at Saddle Ranch.
It's like the best place to go to pregame.
When you're 22?
The hype house.
Yeah, for sure. Mm.
Dude, I've seen like videos, I think like the Hollywood Fix videos or something of,
yeah.
of they all go to Boa Steakhouse and they go to Saddle Ranch. Two of the most like congested fucking restaurants.
Yeah. Both equally miserable.
Dude, their power and water got shut off. Did you see that?
No.
From the having parties.
Power and water got shut off?
Yeah.
Because they didn't pay their bill?
No, because they're having parties.
Oh, damn.
The mayor's shutting off power and water to houses that keep having parties.
No fucking way, man.
Yeah.
That is some like, I don't know what you would call that. Is that like king shit or like mafia shit?
I don't know.
Hey, if you don't fucking turn it down, we're going to turn off your water and power. You're not going to be able to shower for a fucking week. I'll have this whole house stinking. Don't
Fine,
fucking
don't
test
shit.
Me.
And then I don't give a shit.
Yeah. You don't give a shit? All right. Turn this water off.
I went a month without showering. I don't care.
Yeah,
I haven't showered right now.
Every gamer's like, wait, you guys keep your water on?
Yeah, yeah. I don't. Exactly.
I haven't paid for water in years.
I only turn it on when I take my annual shower.
Yeah, who fucking... It's one day of the year where all gamers go outside and they go to one gigantic shower. Then all that dirt is like, all the dirt and sweat is collected to build. It's like, it creates the material for the mold for the next ninja. And every
that's what G Fuel is made out of.
Oh, yeah.
It's like in Fight Club, how the soap is made from the extra fat from like the liposuction. Wait, am I remembering that correctly?
I don't know.
Isn't that what it was?
Honestly, dude, I saw Fight Club so long ago. I'm 58 years old. I can't remember anything from that movie.
I'm pretty sure that's what happens.
Yeah,
they steal the excess fat that's trashed by the liposuction clinic, and then they make soap out of it and sell it back to people. Right?
Yeah. So that's how they make G Fuel. All the gamer dirt from the year built up.
From and their one shower on Christmas that they all take.
And then they just add high fructose corn syrup to drink to go alongside it. Dude, it's so funny that you bring up Boa. This does relate to my birthday because one year Alina took me there.
To Boa Steakhouse?
Yeah, and it was like kind of earlier on when we were dating. So, I mean, it's still a big deal. But I guess like at that point in time, I hadn't been to too many steakhouses. So, we're pretty hyped. We're like, man, steakhouse, blah, blah, blah. And then
these like, steakhouse vibes.
Yeah, just big steakhouse vibes.
Boa vibes.
Big hype house vibes. So then, dude, like 10 minutes into the meal, this couple comes in next to us. They're fucking destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
Like I told you about, they're fucking wasted. And they just get into an argument, and the argument led on like they were like kind of broken up, but not really. And the dude was barefoot. Like I just noticed that at the end, or like he had like he took his sandals off at some point. I don't know.
He's wearing sandals to a fucking steakhouse,
dude. It was sloppy as hell. I could not believe it.
But is that not the norm for Boa? Because I've never been there, and I feel like the only impression I have is people's stories, and they're always fucked up. And there's always sparklers going on. Yeah. People are celebrating something there. And it just makes me think that it's like Cabo Cantina. It's not actually.
No. I mean, that's the part where we clowned ourselves. Because first of all, we thought like there's going to be this fucking dress code. And it's the one in Santa Monica. And it's like by the pier. So you know they're probably getting tourists all the time. So they're not turning down like, people in shorts and shit. Being like, I didn't know there was a dress code. They're like, that's fine. We're going to fucking destroy your wallet. Come on in. Yeah, so.
You're how drunk? Yeah, get on in here. The sides are made for, they're very small. You should order 47 of them.
Yeah. Oh, you're hammered? Dude, you're definitely going to need two steaks.
Yeah. Yo, big New York strip vibes.
Yeah. I hate that. You know what I hate? When you go to a steakhouse and you're like, how big is that? And like they make like a like with their hand, they'll be like, it's about this big. And you're like, yeah, that seems right. And then, I don't know, I always feel like it shows up and you're like, that's not, that's way too much.
Really?
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, sometimes I feel like they just lie to me. like they're just like exaggerating, like, oh, the 16 ounce? Yeah, it's maybe like a golf ball.
They're like, for you though, bud, looks like you need to eat. You need to eat some meat.
Yeah, they're just looking at it, they're like, well, nah, man, you definitely need the 20.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be good for you, trust me.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, birthday was cool. We just, you know, ordered some food and kicked it, and that was pretty much it. I did a little work. That was it, man. It was nothing crazy.
Nice.
Yeah. I debated, doing another little cart sesh, but I'm glad I didn't because I did not want to deal with that fucking pain for the next 5 days.
Oh, yeah. Did you go to the park or anything?
I did, yeah. We went to a park. We tried to, and then for some reason, like, Ollie got super anxious about, just, like, I think he was, like, overly stimulated because, weirdly, the park was cracking on a Wednesday.
Was it?
It was kind of popping for a Wednesday. I was like, okay, this is where it happens now.
And what, Ollie was freaking out?
He wasn't like freaking out. Like he just wouldn't sit still. We tried to, you know, we tried to just have a little picnic.
Isn't that the worst?
Yeah.
You're like, just lay the fuck down.
Yeah,
just
no.
It's for all of our own goods. Just yeah. Relax.
Yeah. And, you know, and he was bugging out and he just kept trying to run away. And there was something about the spot we were at that he just didn't like. And then we tried to move into another spot and his attention was just going crazy. So we said, fuck it. And we went to another park where he finally calmed down.
Triple park?
Double. It was double park.
Double park. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you moved to another spot in the first park.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
and then you park hopped.
Yeah. Then we park hopped. Yeah.
That's
park hopping.
That's
on
what
the
partying
weekend.
Now. That's what partying now. That's what partying is now with coronavirus. So everyone's just park hopping.
Dude, and all the parks got like, most parks were like memorials to people, which is fucking hilarious. Yeah, dude. Pull up to Richard B. Hopkins Sports Park. We're by the swing set. It's closed, so just turn up, dude.
Big park vibes. Seriously, pull up. It's fucking dumb Liddy at this memorial park. Richard B. Hopkins.
Yo, come through to the Sky Beach gated community. Just hop the fence in the back. We're at Children's Park number 2. No one's even here, dude. It's so chill.
Just take the exit for the Janet Lamina Cemetery. We're right beside the cemetery. Pull up, dude. We're playing spike ball.
Two.
We're playing. You see people playing spike ball?
No, not. What the fuck is
nobody?
Spike ball? No, not there. No, it was more like it was the vibe was kind of more like you know. Everyone was like kind of huddled over their food and just like looking around and they're like, is anybody else fucked up here? Is it cool if I just.
Is it cool if we crack this fourth bottle of rosé? You know, people are fucked up because when they leave and they put their bag over the shoulder, it's like clink, 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 clink. 7 wine bottles in there banging against each other.
That's somebody's mom. Somebody's mom throwing that shit over her fucking, throwing that shit over her shoulder, looking like a pirate with all these empty bottles and one eye open, just fucking walking like she has a peg leg because she's so fucked up. Just bottles for sale. You'll never be as fucked up as me.
I'm so fucked up, I got scurvy.
Dude, is your mom all right? Yeah, dude, she's just in peg leg mode. It's always fucked up when she goes to peg leg mode.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. Dude, I'm getting so fucked up tonight. I'm going to be Captain Jack Sparrow.
Just so flirting with people's girlfriends and disappearing abruptly.
No, just putting on eyeliner.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's it.
I'm getting so fucked up, I'm going to put on eyeliner.
An eyeliner and come out randomly. Dude, but that's sick, man. You look like Chris Angel. That's fucking tight.
No, dude, you're dressed like super fucking corporate, just like biz cash, but you just put on the eyeliner and act like nothing happened. What's good?
What's good?
Oh, did your girlfriend do? Oh, no, I did that. Yeah. Just real quick. So, word. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's just a, you know, kind of in the mood. Woo, get you know, crazy.
Yeah. Company get together. Why not?
Dude, I say this
every
time.
Two Moscow mules down, man. My rock star persona kind of comes out.
We need to. I'm telling you, man, it'd be so funny if we went somewhere and got accepted for a corporate gig. Like, nobody knew who we were, which is easy. And we work there for like a week and we do this shit. And we make our own reality TV show out of it. Just go to a meeting with eyeliner on. All right, we want to introduce our two new recruits on our dev team. Cody and Noel. We just look up from the desk. Hey, what's up? Oh!
What's good?
What's happening? Oh, you got a little... Yeah. Yeah, it's our thing.
It'd be funny to, like, go full goth, but not the main outfit. Like, have just, the blue...
Just, you know, the face and head?
Shirt and the khakis. And then you're wearing, like, fishnet. It's on your arms. An eyeliner and like a lip piercing.
What's good? Hey. I'm sorry, I can't take you seriously. Oh, what? My expression is weird to you? This is how I express. No, anyway. I'm still thinking about Pirate Mom.
Yar. Yar.
Yar, I never fuck my Yar. Husband no matter how drunk I is. Her husband in the corner, like, yeah. Here she goes again.
Yeah. Mom, give me your keys. I am the captain of this ship. Give me your fucking keys, Mom.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
I want the dad just, yeah, it's true. Won't even let me hit the poop deck.
Nope.
Nope.
Poop deck always off limits.
Been a dream of mine for years, but never going to happen.
Yep. Even now, never. Fellas, let me tell you something. Just drunk talking to his kids' friends. Find you a woman who lets you go on the poop deck. Okay. Okay.
Who lets you clean the poop deck.
Okay. Anything on the poop deck, because I don't. Ugh. Ugh. God forbid I ask her to walk the plank. Oh, God. Here we go. Here we go.
She hasn't walked my plank in years.
Yeah, is what could walking the plank be like a nice, you know, covert name for getting a foot job?
I think it means that she's literally walking on his boner.
Okay, yeah, just like a Cirque du Soleil act. Yes. Or is it more aggressive? Like she's stomping his dick.
Stomping. Let's not bring this back.
All right, how much to get your dick stomped? Not your balls, your dick stomped.
Am I hard or not? $200.
Wow, that took no convincing. straight away, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, $200, yeah.
I mean, could that be a nice little covert? Hey, you wanna walk the plank tonight? Yeah, I'm totally down.
Yeah, I think that means foot job, probably.
It could mean foot job.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, sorry. The park made me want to turn up at a park. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. What's the last park turn up you did?
I'm last couple weeks ago when we saw that proposal. You're it like, wasn't really a turn up, but
you're like yesterday, last Saturday.
Yeah. This morning. No, that was when we saw that proposal. We brought some wine.
That's right.
It wasn't really a turn up.
But it was like enough of a turn up.
No, we were on the beach last weekend and there was people like full on partying, like tents with 40 people.
Bro, I like now, it used to be so regular, but I think I drove by Dockweiler like a couple weeks ago and just seeing that many people out on a beach, I just like, I don't know if I'm reprogrammed, but I just like it freaked me the fuck out. I'm like, they're all gonna die.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm talking people, actually, you know what? A couple days ago, I was surfing. Mm-hmm. There was a silent rave on the beach. There must have been 100 people there all dancing with each other. No masks, nothing.
How is it silent? They all have headphones on?
Like, they all have headphones on. Yeah, so they're all touching the fucking headphones and probably been worn by a million other people. And everyone, like, they seemed like they were fucked up. Silent raves are weird because it could be, on one hand, I'm like, oh, these people are definitely on ecstasy because it is the weirdest looking thing on earth. And then on the other hand, it could be like a really meditative thing for these people. Like they almost seemed way too sober at the same time. Like they all sat down at the exact same time when the sun hit the horizon and they all started meditating and feeling the sand together.
Oh man. Oh, that's crazy because that's so fucked up that you're in unison fucked up.
Exactly. Like normally it would be pass the water. Like let's go. I'm hungry.
But no. No.
These people were just cult like.
You're part of the community now.
It was fucking weird. But kind of cool at the same time.
It'd be so funny to like a group of dudes at fucking Coachella take an ecstasy and it just unifies them and the whole night they're doing everything in sync. Like just like a conga line, no matter where they go. Just left hand pump, right hand pump. They all drink water at the same time. It's like the ecstasy just syncs them up like in the weirdest way. And they don't move like fluid. It's like it's kind of like stuttery.
That'd be sick if drugs did that.
Yeah, me and my boy about to sync up.
Just fist pumping at the exact same time. Check this shit out, dude.
Oh, no. One of you can take over for the other.
Yeah.
So, like, your brain is tired, but your body can be controlled by... Dude, I'm fucked up. It's all right, man. I got you. Dude, what are you doing? What? I'm touching myself. Yeah, but like, I'm touching myself.
Yeah. I've been jerking off for 30 minutes, dude. You want to tap in? I can't make myself come.
Dude, one of them is awake, like smashing some girl from the festival. And then the other one wants to go to sleep, but he doesn't have anyone to fuck. So he's just fucking the air in the other room, tired, being like, dude, wrap it up, dude, please. Who is that? Just my boy. I'm controlling him.
It's Kyle. I'm controlling him. We're dialed in.
He starts punching his own balls. His buddy punches his own balls to fucking...
Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
Ow, 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 ow.
Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
Ew, why are you doing your
own
that?
Ass. Stop fingering your own ass.
I didn't want to finger my own. Oh, it's my boy Kyle. He's controlling me.
Stop putting it in your mouth.
My boy Kyle. Stop peeing in your own mouth. Why are you peeing in your own mouth?
And the drug is called voodoo.
Oh, there it is.
Voodoo doll. Yeah.
What are you guys doing this weekend? Oh, we're just going to take some voodoo, man.
Fuck with each other's bodies. I'm just going to take voodoo and explore each other's bodies. But like with the other person.
With the voodoo, yeah.
Yeah, with the voodoo.
But like separate rooms.
Yeah.
It's like a glory hole, but you're on both sides. It's kind of sick. Oh. Anyways, yeah, park hopping. So that's cool. I'm looking at what else the fuck we got going on. Kind of.
What?
No, I mean, it was kind of a lot of interesting shit. This fucking Warner paying for $85 million for a meme company.
Dude, so much interesting news this week. That is fucking crazy to me. And I'm pretty sure it's the kid that made Daquan.
That's so wild, dude. I mean, is he even a kid at this point anymore?
Let's see.
Wouldn't he be just an adult?
So this is actually also, this is like the second big acquisition like this. The last one was the guy, remember Christian was telling us when we were recording, what song was it? I forget, but he was telling us that Roxanne by Arizona Zervice.
Yeah.
He put that out independently, and he paid this TikTok promotion company called Flight Club.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Flight Club just got bought by another music label.
For how much?
For like tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, bro, this is it. They're just buying their way in, and now anything that was organic about TikTok, I mean, it's already not organic, but now especially it's just going to be rammed down your throat.
Yeah. But I mean, like, that one, like, that kid, it's just funny because I feel like that is more of, like, a legit company, right? But then I read this article about this meme company getting bought for $85 million, and it makes me so depressed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not to say this kid didn't work hard, right? But something about memes just should never involve money.
Dude, there is a medical startup right now that could probably fix something really important that is struggling to get $5 million.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
This dude...
Yeah.
Oh, you're telling us he made Daquan? How's $100 million sound, buddy?
Wait, The Weeknd follows that account.
Oh.
And Drake. Here's $85 million, just so they can post something that Drake will see.
Drake will probably not see, because... Dude, if Drake is on Instagram looking at memes, that's actually hilarious.
He definitely is, dude. He's like a 19-year-old kid.
I mean, that's true. Yeah, in between... He's like, I can imagine the interview is like, yeah, everyone thinks I'm on Instagram just like looking at girls and shit, but I'm not. I'm just looking at memes. Like, it's all me and my boys do is send each other memes. We don't even be DMing girls like that. We just want to trade memes with each other. That is so wild, bro.
What? I found the dude.
What's his name?
Barack Shragai.
Oh, yeah, he's right there. Brands need to be willing to trade in their Gen Z currency of next-gen content, much of which they don't understand. That's our... Ugh. Bleh. Such fucking buzzwordy bullshit for old people.
Yeah, this is... Yeah, this
next-gen content? Dude, it's just TikTok. It's just
no. This guy is earlier than that.
I mean,
this
yeah,
like the fuck Jerry days. Like, I mean, who? I, you know, I don't really feel like meme accounts anymore. I feel like they're all the ones that people actually enjoy are like the niche ones.
Yeah, like fucking, you know, like drilled and.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you want to see people die, that's a good one.
Yeah, or you know, it's like, yeah, random ass usernames. I think.
I mean, hey, listen, good for the kid, man. It's everyone's dream to make a meme account and then 5 years later make $85 million.
Yeah, 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 totally. He didn't do anything wrong. I mean, whatever.
But
just, you know.
It's just absurd.
Just capitalism, bro. It fucks everything up, man.
Yeah, dude. Exactly, man. That's what I'm saying.
Why couldn't everything just be lowercase?
Oh. That's my new lap. Ow.
Ow.
That hurts. It hurts making that fucking laugh. And now I'm just.
That sounds like you're taking this shit, actually. Sounds like a wet ass dookie.
That's, oh my god.
That sounds like the poop deck right there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's good. And then in more pop culture celebrity news. Ryan Reynolds sold his gin company for $610 million.
That is so wild, dude.
Which also makes me depressed.
Oh, yeah. Because whoa, it just hit you now that we're going to be working forever?
No, it's not that. It's more, I hate when when one person is so good at everything. Like nobody has a bad thing to say about Ryan Reynolds, you know, besides him having his wedding at a plantation.
And Green Lantern.
What about that?
The movie Green Lantern.
Is it bad? I've never seen it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's before he was like popping. I feel like he figured himself out.
I mean, yeah. Well, that's the thing. I think he did that film and then he had like a fucking huge gap, like 6-7 years of just nothing. And then he got Deadpool to happen, and that's what like kickstarted everything else.
Gotcha.
So he reinvented himself.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah.
And he's winning. It's all wins.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you know, or like imagine, you know, you stream like 6 hours a week and you really care about, you know, the content you're putting out, and you know, you hit a solid sub goal and you're like, damn, I hit that. That's crazy. And then Tim the Tap Man just beats Fall Guys, which, you know, you did on your birthday just because you felt like doing it. And you won one, but he got $50,000 to do that.
Yeah, that's explain to the people what you're talking about.
I'm so bitter, and it's fine because to be fair, Tim has been streaming forever, and I'm not really that angry about it. But it is a very ridiculous thing. So, Tim the Tap Man, Ninja's number one guardian angel. This is Ninja's bro. He was playing this new game, Fall Guys, which if you haven't played it, it's like a leapfrog game on the computer, and. You
played it last night.
Yeah.
So much fun. So frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's definitely entertaining. I'm not hating on the game at all. So Tim is frustrated because he had like 646 games and he hadn't won a single one, which to be fair, I could see how you could go that far and lose. I can't relate because I have just, you know, procured a crown myself. Just want to make that clear. I have won once. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And as a winner, you know, I'm speaking from experience that it's not that bad. But no, okay. Really. So he set out to stream yesterday to win. And he finally did. And someone gifted like 1,000 subs or something. It just like, it just, the whole thing went off the rails. Like his sub count number was just like a, it was like a lottery fucking counter. Like it just kept going up, 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 up. I think he picked up like 10,000 subs in that one sitting. Or like,
no, but didn't Sam say that one person donated a fuck ton?
Yeah, Sam said someone donated 8,000 subs, but that didn't seem right. Or maybe that's what happened. I don't know. But
so how many subs did he pick up in total?
Easily 10,000.
10,000 subs. So he made 30K?
No, dude. If you conservatively average each sub is $5.
Right, and some of them might have been more.
Some of them could have been 10 or 15, and someone could have did tier threes. Like, you just don't know.
So it's like 50K.
Yeah, 50K.
Jesus Christ.
Can you imagine beating Fall Guys after just a couple hours of playing casually, and then you get $50,000?
Holy fuck.
It took me, I don't know how long, to get even to where I'm at. And this dude did it in 7 hours. I'm like,
that's so wild that happens now.
Yeah.
Someone donated 1,000 subs to a fucking millionaire. Mm-hmm. Just because that's how much he likes his content.
Oh, wait, let me be very clear. I'm not bitter. I'm not that bitter about it. Because I know someone's going to be like, you just sound jealous. I'm not.
Listen, I'm happy to admit that when I read this article about Ryan Reynolds, I am fucking envious and I'm jealous. And I'm bitter because I'm a bad person because all I feel is envy. Selling a fucking liquor company for $610 million?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And being super hot and funny? I'm fucking jealous. He hit the, you know what I'm saying?
You want to fuck Ryan Reynolds?
I want to I want to voodoo him.
You want to voodoo him? Ah.
I want to take voodoo and jerk myself off as him.
You put on a VR headset and you get to voodoo Ryan Reynolds. That's going to be Cameo in 2030. All right. I'm doing voodoos all day today. $100 a minute.
That's OnlyFans.
Yeah. And yeah, basically, but OnlyFans is, you know, still in the primitive state where you have to manually request to that person, hey,
yeah,
do this to yourself. In the future, it'll be straight up voodooing. It'll be, you know, oh, you know that, you know, when guys are like, dude, what would you do if you had a pair of breasts for a day? Well, you'll get to voodoo and find out exactly what you would do if you had a sick pair of bazingas.
That'll probably happen, honestly, with VR. Like,
oh yeah,
you already have fleshlights that are molded after porn stars,
yeah,
and dildos,
yeah,
both of them,
yeah.
Why wouldn't you be able to plug into VR and either like be that person or fuck them?
Sorry, I just have to tangent for just a quick second because fucking, I don't want to. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Frost from the mob, fuck you, man, for that shit you retweeted last night. Fuck you. I'm on Twitter, ooh, minding my fucking business. This boy Frost retweets a dude doing dumbbell curls with his dick out. And fuck you, Twitter, for auto-playing video, because I'm scrolling, and all I see as I'm scrolling is a dude hitting the top of the rep and his fucking boner coming up with it and then dropping it back down. I'm like, what the fuck is this, man?
That's funny.
No, it was hilarious.
That's straight up funny. Was he curling with his boner?
Yeah.
Like get a little weight on it?
Nah. It was just you know, it was a body weight workout for the dick.
it was a little chin up for the dick. Dick ups, that's what it is.
It was a clean dick up.
Yeah, well, I'm repping dick ups today at the gym. What are you doing at the gym today? Chess? Nah, I'm doing dick.
Doing dick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
rep dick.
Like you're gonna hook up with something? No, I'm just working on my dick.
Yeah. Heavy dick reps today.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta shock my body, you know. We're doing lightweight, a lot of reps, you know. Gains aren't really coming through on the dick, so you know, it's gotta switch it up. Anyway,
I'm kidding, by the way. I'm not envious. I'm a little bit envious. I'm a little bit envious. I'm a little bit jealous.
Yeah.
How could you not be?
No, yeah.
That's human. You know, look, I don't know Ryan Reynolds. I can't be like, oh, he's my friend. I'm just happy for him, right?
Yeah.
Because in this case, you know, it kind of is a zero-sum game, you know?
Dude.
There's not that many liquor companies that can sell, you know?
Dude, just speaking of like VR, AR, whatever, you know how people will... You know, I've heard stories of people bailing on a Tinder date because they matched with someone else that they like better, like in the area or something, right?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm just picturing how much easier that's going to be with like AR goggles, like when Google releases their Ray-Ban partnered AR goggles, mm-hmm. and you're just sitting with someone on a date, and they're like, oh yeah, and they just slowly lift up their sunglasses, and you're like, what are you doing? Like, oh no, I'm just, you know, the sun in my face. Deet. And then they just get a DM as you're trying to talk to them. They're like, ah, yeah. They're like, all right. Well, hey, man, it was nice that you're doing it to me. No, I'm not doing it. You're doing it. No, I'm not. I'm just going to go. I'm just going to get out of here. It's nice to meet you. Bah, see you later. One and done.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to say they just changed the person at the table to be the other person.
Yeah.
Like just to look like them.
Because nothing's real. Like, oh.
Well, if you have AR goggles, they could just it'll do a little like a little Snapchat animation of the other person
just
dancing on the table.
I thought you were saying like reskin the other person.
I was saying that, but it would be funny if it was just like a shittier version, like a little bonsai buddy.
Yeah.
Of just... who you really want to see dancing on the table just to like keep you at bay while you're on a bad date.
Oh my God, dude. Fucking that dates on the beach or outside will never be the same once that happens. You won't be able to trust anyone. It's going to be like it's going to be a compliment if they take their glasses off.
Yeah.
How's the date?
Yeah, exactly.
Glasses completely off. No way. No
Dude,
way.
It's already kind of like that with coronavirus. Like I asked my friend, because my friend's dating right now, and I'm like, how weird is it? And he was like, it's, first of all, it's super weird. People have in their profiles, like, I have antibodies. I just got tested, all this stuff.
Wow.
And then he was like, I met up with this girl and she wore her mask the whole time. And so I wasn't really sure if she was like into it or not. And then at the very end of the date, she took her mask off. I'm assuming because she wanted a kiss. But that he read that as like, okay, I guess she's into this. Mm-hmm. It's just funny that that's an indicator now.
Yeah.
That something's going well is, dude, she took her mask off, bro. She trusts me.
Yeah, dude.
Did you guys bone first date? Yeah, dude, mask off.
Mask off, dude.
Mask off the whole time, too.
I can't wait till they start making like lingerie masks. So when you go to hook up, she's like, hold on. And she goes into the bathroom, and then she comes out, and it's got like lace and shit on it, and you're like, oh,
yeah,
no,
you're like, oh
way.
My God, breathe into my mouth.
And it's like lace over her lips so you can like kind of see it. She's like, do you like it when I breathe on you? You're like, oh, yeah. That's fucking, you're such a fucking dirty girl.
Can we do a missionary, please? Please, I want you to breathe directly into my mouth. Can we just do a missionary?
Then she blasts the particles on him.
Oh, dude. Dude, how was it, man? Dude, she sneezed on me. What? No! You got a sneeze on the first date?
Coughing directly into the mouth. That's the new going raw.
Yeah, that's, oh my God.
So we're like hooking up or whatever. You know, we're like rubbing noses. We're kind of like trading mucus. It's like really sexy. And then I pull his mask down and he says, do it. And I pull mine down and I go, it was the hottest thing I've ever done in my life.
It was so hot. I could see the little phlegm bubbles. Someone on his face, too.
There is someone single and lonely right now listening to this being like, God, what I would give for someone to cough in my mouth right now.
Yeah, yeah. You know what gleeking is?
Oh, yeah.
You know what gleeking is?
You fucking... That's the new squirting.
Yeah, I gleeked. I'm going to gleek. I'm going to gleek.
Sounding like that. Just,
oh my God.
Spitting up like that water gun.
I'm gonna gleek, I'm gonna gleek, I'm gonna gleek.
Spitting up like a water gun from the dentist, just fucking.
One tiny little stream. Like when you fucking, like when you drop a can of soda.
And you're like, dude, you're like rubbing her nose like it's her thing, and you're like, she's like, oh my God, I'm gonna gleek. And you're just like mashing on the tip of her nose, just like holding it up so her lip can be held back. So just the goes crazy. You know that shit they do in a squirting video where they're like rubbing their hand over the fucking stream?
Yeah.
Doing that shit to her gleek, just fucking. She got a dental bib on to clean to catch all the fucking spit.
I'm gonna gleek. Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, you better learn how to gleek right now, because that's the new freak shit in 2021.
Trust me, that's the new cake sitting. If you want to make bands on OnlyFans,
gleek.
Start gleeking right now. Get ahead of the curve. Holy fuck.
Dude, she was such a freak, dude. She gleeked all over me, dude. It was crazy.
You know that's just pee, right?
Wait, girls pee out of their mouth?
It's just pee, dude.
So, like, does it, like, come up from the pussy? Like, I don't get how it...
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Speaking of fucking...
What's up?
Oh, man. We can talk about this Shia LaBeouf thing in the Bone Zone.
Why?
Well, I mean...
Let's talk about it. It's interesting.
Yeah, but then we got this video. Maybe we should do the video later.
Yeah, we'll do the video later. It's a TikTok. It's so funny, though.
Let's
talk about this. You watch David Blaine on Joe Rogan?
No. What was that like?
I loved it, dude.
I mean, I think David Blaine's an interesting dude. I don't think he's weird by... he's weird, but, you know.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, he's so interesting.
Mm.
Like... explaining how he gets ready for all of these stunts that he does.
Because
Every time he does one of these things, he hasn't done one in like years, right?
Yeah.
Remember when he used to be on TV, like every year?
Yep.
He would do some giant stunt.
Yep.
That would just be, you know, fucking everybody would watch it.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, there'd be tons of articles about how he cheated and how he didn't actually do it and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So he explains like how he did most of them on Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting, right? Like he studies and he learns from the best people that know how to hold their breath or sleep in a coffin and all this crazy shit. And he does his research and he trains really hard and everything, right?
So yeah.
He's explaining all this stuff and it's super interesting. But the whole time he's like really giddy and almost like it's hard to explain. He's like a giddy schoolgirl.
Okay.
Like, he's like super, like, he can't stay on one topic. He's super enthused. Joe's, like, not into it at all for some reason. And he's, like, super pumped about everything. But I almost feel like he's manipulating the audience, almost.
Oh.
It almost feels like the whole thing is a fucking illusion. It's weird.
Oh.
And I want to know if anyone else watched it and felt the same way.
Weird.
Because halfway through, I'm, like, enamored with this dude. I'm, like, he seems like a great dude. And then I'm, like, wait, is he just fucking with me?
Oh, yeah.
Is he not actually like this?
And maybe that was Joe being like, you're doing a bit right now.
I think it was. I think Joe like picked up on it because he did it a couple times. Like Joe would ask questions and the way he answered them was like a misdirection every single time. He would say a half-assed answer and then move on to something else and leave you wanting more. It was really fucking weird.
Okay.
I don't know. I just am curious to see if anyone felt the same way.
All right.
Or if I'm just insane and like, you know, a narcissist.
I just
not a narcissist.
Just
a pessimist.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't want to assume the worst. I mean, I want to
assume this guy
is a genuinely good dude, but at the same time, I'm like, he's like the best magician in the world. He could just always be doing a trick.
Yeah, I thought narcissism is where you. I think that people get that fucked up. I think narcissism is like. I thought like narcissism is where it's like. Narcissists do stuff so they can make themselves look good. But it's not like necessarily like, look at me all the time. Like sometimes that's like maybe it's both.
I meant I don't want to be a narcissist, but I used the wrong word.
Oh, I see. Pessimist.
But he might be one.
Got it. Yeah.
But what you're saying is right because that is actually, because it almost seemed like, I don't know, it was like if he was playing the part of someone that you really want to watch on Joe Rogan.
Yeah, yeah, or like, I mean, that's like some sociopath shit where they like, you know, they want to charm you into thinking like you're their friend. And,
yeah.
But like they don't mean it. to get something that they want, which, you know, I could see that happening.
Like Joe would ask him, how'd you get... You know, one of the first questions he asked him was, how did you get interested in magic in the first place? And his story was so perfect and heartwarming.
Yeah.
You know, it was when he's like 4 years old and he learned a trick from someone at a camp or something and he did it to his mom. And his mom was so impressed that he wanted to keep doing magic to make her feel good. And I was like, that is literally the best story you could have answered.
Off rip, I'd be like, bitch, what?
Like, I was like, oh, he's such a knight. And then I was like, wait a minute, what? This sounds like, that's something I'd read in, like, a book, you know?
Yeah, because when people get into entertainment, it's almost never to make other people happy.
that's what I'm saying. Yes.
When you ask a comedian or an actor, like, what did you do? They say, oh, man, I loved it. I did this, and I loved the feeling it gave me, which was just fucking dopamine. And they're like, I want more of that shit.
Yeah.
And I want to do it every day.
Yep, yep.
Not fucking the first play I did, the smile it brought to my mother's face.
Exactly. And everything he was talking about, all of his work was all about how passionate he was in figuring out how to hold your breath and how to stay in an ice block for however long.
Dude,
and getting in contact with the past people who have done it and becoming friends with them and all this stuff. And I want to believe it. I do. And if it's all true, if he really is this good of a dude, then I feel bad for him, because that must plague him. It must be like such a burden of being a magician, is that everyone thinks you're being fake all the time, even if you're trying to be genuine.
Yeah, but I mean, even what you're describing there, like I could see why, just based on that, Joe could be turned off from the conversation and think, are you fucking with me? Are you fucking with me?
Yeah.
Because it's just, I mean, it's one thing, because I don't know, I would imagine, like, if you're like, okay, how'd you do that trick, man? You say, oh, okay, I'll come clean. So I found this guy, and he does this shit, and I was like, that's crazy. And if I can do that, then I can pull it off. You know what I mean? Not fucking, and I was just so impressed by these pearl divers in Japan that I thought, I want to be one with that activity. You're like, fuck out of here, man. You were doing this shit on TV.
It's kind of a mix of both.
All right.
And you gotta watch it.
No, now I'm going to.
You got to watch it because his newest stunt, which he's going to do on YouTube live. YouTube paid for the whole thing. He's going to stream it on YouTube. It basically, he's going to grab onto helium balloons and without a parachute or anything, and float over the Hudson River, I think. I think that's where it is. And then he's going to put on a parachute and take the helium balloons as high as he can. And his goal is to get to 25,000 feet or something like that. So like Everest.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No. And the whole thing is going to be on YouTube Live. Oh. This is what I'm like. I don't understand. And the whole thing was his, he was like, ever since I was a kid, I've loved the image of someone grabbing some helium balloons and floating into the sky, right? It's something we all think about as children. It's like a weird dream, right? It's that Banksy painting, and it's like, I don't know.
That's,
I guess that's not the Banksy painting. But you know what I'm saying? It's like up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? It's this weird.
Yeah.
Thing, and he's like, I've had drawings made of this, and finally I found someone to pay for it, so for me to do it myself, and so we figured out how to do it. We got registered, like, because they had to build an aircraft. Technically, he had to get his hot air balloon pilot license.
Wow,
but he had to do all this shit.
Wow,
so it seems real, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, is this a fucking bit?
It's pretty wild. You should watch it.
Yeah, no, I will. I also meant to bring this up earlier. You know, close to my birthday was Young Thug's birthday. And I know that because, you know, Troy Ave had a little bit of a... I just have to quote this tweet. This is the funniest thing you could do. What a weird way of saying, yeah, I don't know anyone bizarre. In this industry anymore.
Very bizarre.
Troy Ave tweeted, I fuck with Young Thug's music a lot, and I wanted to say happy birthday, but I don't really know him, so I don't want to feel like a dick rider, ? Should I have just said it? Like, this is something for the mirror or your therapist. Why are you asking the public, man?
It's also such a... It's like you just did it.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
You also did it in the tweet. Should I have just done it? You just did.
Do you think rap fans are going to be like, oh, Young Thug, acknowledge Troy. Acknowledge Troy. He said happy birthday.
Acknowledge it.
Acknowledge it. Respond to this
acknowledge
tweet.
It.
Respond
acknowledge
to it.
Respond to it. Respond to it.
He said happy birthday.
He also tagged him.
Worse.
I fuck with @YoungThugMusic. Like, if that showed up in my mentions, I'd be like, what? Yeah.
Dude, I was crying laughing because this dude I follow quote tweeted that, and he said, a grown man. A grown ass man. Which is true. I think Droyev is he's like way older than us. He's like 30 or something. Let me get his age.
And here's the thing, man. If you're a fan of someone,
he's 34.
Damn.
Dude, 34 years old, debating if you should wish someone happy birthday.
If you want to ride a little dick, ride a little dick.
Just ride
you
a little,
know?
Yeah, just
ride a little dick, dude.
Just get on it. just a little.
Hop on the bounce on the boy's D.
No, but if you're afraid to do the full bounce, just a little, you know, just through the jeans, just through the jeans a little bit.
Yeah. give him a lap dance.
Yeah, just a little. It doesn't even have to be that crazy, you know. It could be like a little oopsie at the club, just like a little oops. It's like, oh, sorry, was that me? Happy birthday.
Yo, Young Thug, sorry to be a lap dancer, but I just want to say happy birthday, dude. That's hilarious. Yeah, right? If you're a fan of the guy and he doesn't know you and you don't know him, ride a little dick.
Yeah, just lap dance a little bit, you know. Just give
him... There's nothing wrong with... Yeah, give him a little... What?
Just pop it for him a little bit. Just a little... Pop. Just a little... Happy birthday. And then, you know, maybe he sits back and he's like, damn, I like the way you ride that shit.
Yeah.
I like the way you pop that.
Yeah, exactly.
Come over here. Wish me some more happy birthdays.
Yeah.
Tell me how much you love my birthday.
Sing it to me.
Yeah, sing it. And then you go, well, if you want that, you know, my price is, I can take you to the back room and give you all these happy birthdays. Dude. There, I don't want to bring it up.
What?
It's like a clip of Gunna with like a, he had a bit of a slip. I don't know how you describe it. Basically, he was like promoting that he's going to be in Chicago.
Okay.
You know, he was like, oh man, I'm going to be in Chicago. Drip God's going to be there. So he goes, he's like counting some money while he's saying this. He's like, I'm going to need all the sexy ladies to pull up. I need all the fine ass, all the sexy shit. Really? Yeah, he had a little slip.
Are you going to say fine ass guys?
I think, yeah, but I don't think, you know, whether it was like the fucking whippets or whatever the fuck, just he got a little brain fart and he caught himself before he hit the eyes on guys.
That'd be so funny for a rapper to come out like that.
I mean, just full up by, who cares?
Yeah, but like just to come out on a random story.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Like, yeah, yeah. He just doesn't flinch at it. He's like, I'm gonna need all the sexy ladies, all the fine ass guys to pull up. And everyone's like, fine ass guys? ? And he's like, I said what I said. Everyone's like, our bad. Yeah, so like I said, I mean, all the sexy ladies and all the fine ass guys to pull up. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, word, yeah, yeah. Or what if he didn't even mean it sexually? He's just like, nah, man, if you're attractive. I want you
to.
Yeah,
there. Ryan Reynolds, pull up.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds, come through.
Pull up, Ryan.
You know, Brad, who else?
George.
Clooney.
Pull up, boys. Let's go.
Let's go. That's when it gets funny. He starts making specific requests. How many? Yeah, I'm gonna need all the sexy ladies to pull up. I'm also need Chadwick Boseman's fine ass to pull up.
Yo, pull up, Dave Franco.
Yeah, come through. You know, I want to see all the sexy ladies and Dave Franco pull up. He just says it at the end. Like, it's just all about women right until the end. I need all the bad bitches to pull up. So, yeah, all my sexy ladies and Dave Franco, I'll see you Saturday. Huh? Hey, you just moaned right there for real.
Yeah, I did. That was a moan. I almost gleeked. I almost just gleeked.
Oh, my God, I'm gleeking.
Yo, and also, if anyone has Dave Franco's number, hit me up. I'm trying to get in touch with him.
I'm trying to get in touch with him.
Yo, Dave Franco, love your work. Come through.
So I think today's episode's moral is, you know, if you have to, just ride a little dick.
Ride a little dick, just man.
Ride a little dick. We mean that figuratively and literally, you know?
Yes.
Just ride a little dick.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't always have to be a hammer. You know, ride a little dick sometimes.
Yeah.
And also, sometimes you got to ride a little dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dave Franco pull up.
Man, in the Bone Zone, I'm going to talk about, well, we're going to talk about, but I'm going to bring up Shia's new movie.
Yes.
And all I'm going to say about that is there's an article about it, and it captured, let me read this fucking title they did, because it had me howling, because it is exactly my feelings about it. Wait. Hold on. It was the fucking LA Times. The Tax Collector is one of the most atrocious viewing experiences of the year.
Wow. And we were talking about this before we were recording because Noel didn't know that Shia LaBeouf got a full chest and stomach tattoo. Like, whole thing. I'm talking like must have taken 24 hours to do that shit. And it's real. He got it for real before the movie.
And you never see it.
You don't see it?
No. He's in a fucking suit the whole time. I don't know why he would do that.
He's insane, man.
Oh, no. There's one scene where... it's a spoiler. It's a spoiler, but...
Okay.
There's one scene you see it, but it's questionable if he needed a real tattoo for that scene.
Okay. Maybe it was just like to embody the character? That's probably what it was.
I mean, no, that's totally like some method shit, but oh, man, I'll go in on the Bone Zone about how...
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We'll take it. We got to record the Bone Zone a little bit later because of scheduling conflicts, so it might be out not now. If you're a Patreoner, it might be out a little bit later.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning or something. But we're going to do it today, but it's just not going to be right now.
Yeah.
Because we have important business meetings and Hollywood business meetings to attend to.
Yeah, we have a $700 million gin company to sell and a $100 million meme company to sell. So if you don't mind us, we're going to go make $1 billion real quick and then we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Thanks for listening, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.